counting bees in self-fruitful almond orchards, which normally don't need bees, it's thought. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Alina Nino is a UC Extension Specialist in apiculture. We're talking bees. It's about some research.
One big question, of course, is, okay, well, do we know, did we pay attention to honeybees? Can we confirm, right, that the bees were indeed visiting these trees? So we can say, yes, it is indeed pollinated by honeybees.
And they're looking at orchard trees that are self-pollinated, meaning they may not need bees for pollination.
The group of research technicians went out and they actually counted the number of bees over 5 minutes in these different orchards in the morning and in the evening, and then we did the average, right? And as expected, we did see that there are fewer bees visiting flowers. In the no hives treatment, we still had a presence of bees. And with the one hive per acre and the two hives per acre, we did have increased visitation rate. Between one hive and two hives, there was actually no significant difference, so it didn't really matter.
Bottom line is that self-fruitful varieties, which are thought that might not need bees, can do better with at least one hive in that orchard per acre. At least research shows that. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.